gentleman by the name of Sir Henry Bessemer was a successful inventor and businessman, but he was also a committed Christian who succeeded in both making an immense fortune and blessing countless millions in the process. You see, as a result of long and painstaking scientific investigation and experiments, he came to the conclusion that it was possible to change iron ore into steel. This discovery allowed steel to be sold at a mere fraction of its current cost. The patents which he received on his invention allowed him to obtain a royalty from the use of his equipment, and meanwhile, the price of steel was reduced to about one-tenth of its former cost. This allowed millions of people worldwide to enjoy the strength and stability of steel in areas where cost would have been prohibitive. But he wasn't satisfied with this already remarkable achievement. Nope, Sir Henry Bessemer used that great fortune to support various programs throughout the world with many hundreds of millions of dollars a year, a benefit which would be shared eventually, both directly and indirectly, by a significant portion of the world's population. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 and 11 says, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Sir Henry Bessemer's career was a glowing illustration of the universal blessing of Christian character. Every person who finds salvation in Jesus Christ and enters into the joy of a relationship with God not only enriches his own soul, but blesses everybody else that comes in contact with him. Likewise, every sinner whom we lead into the same Christ-centered relationship receives their own spiritual inheritance, which also adds to the joy of the person who won him to Christ. So be diligent today to use your spiritual wealth in blessing those around you. You might be very surprised how far your investment may go.